The first lesson this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is from John. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side and not another. The psalm this morning is Psalm 17, 1 through 9. We'll read this together.
Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free from deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the words of your lips, I have avoided the ways of life. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Guard me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadows of your wings. For the wickedness will despoil me, my deadly enemies who surround me.
The second lesson this morning is from the Second Thessalonians. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in the mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed. The one destined for destruction, he opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit, and through belief in the truth. For this purpose he called you through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word or mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Here ends the reading.
Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will this woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I now welcome children up front for the children's message. Liam's right up front. Whoa, you're ready to go, aren't you, this morning? How are you? Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Ava. You were the first one here. Good morning. Oh, you're on the edge of your seat. Were you that excited for my children's sermon this morning? We got everything. Oops, should we scoot over? Here, can you scoot over? Do you want to sit down here? Are you trying to sit by Ben? Do you want to maybe sit by Ruby? No? Okay, you can sit by Dad. So this morning, we read about a Sadducee asking a question. Does anybody know what a Sadducee is?
No.
No. What?
I think it means that someone's asking a sad question.
They may be asking a sad question? Yeah. So we don't hear the word Sadducee very much anymore. But before I went to seminary, I compiled all my knowledge of Sadducees. Are you ready? I'm going to share with you this morning in my Sadducee report. Are you ready? Does this look like a good children's sermon, Ben?
Of course.
Of course? Liam thinks of course. My son Ben doesn't think so. What about Ben Garcia? Do you think this is a good idea to read through all this morning? No. It would probably take days. Yeah, a really long time. You know, if I'm being truthful with you guys, I didn't know much about Sadducees before I started seminary and before I did this sermon. I knew just a little bit. I knew a song from when I was a camp counselor. Do you think there's anybody in the congregation that could help us sing a song? Do you see anybody out there that could help us? Who?
My mom. I mean, my teacher.
Do you see anybody over there?
Hey, Vic and Matt. I happened to overhear you talking about some singing. Did you need some help this morning?
I do need some help this morning. Everyone brings their guitar to church, right?
That's what I was doing. I was on the way to 7-Eleven and thought I'd stop.
Alright, so Jeff, can you?
So I wanted to share a song with you this morning. It talks about the Sadducees. It's called the Sheep Song. And so there's a couple motions I want to teach you, and it goes, I just want to be a sheep.
Ready?
You put your hands up like this. Congregation, feel free to join in here. So I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. All right, ready to give it a shot? And then there's a verse about the Sadducees. Ready? Here we go. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Ready? Here we go. I don't want to be a Sadducee.
A Sadducee?
I don't want to be a Sadducee.
A Sadducee?
Because they're so sad, you see.
Oh.
I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba.
Can we give Clay a hand for helping us out with our children's experience? Thank you, Claire. So this morning, you heard right, like kind of what Liam said, the Sadducees, they sound sad. You could have given him a hand?
A skeleton
hand. A skeleton hand? Yeah. So this morning, the Sadducees, when they were talking to Jesus, were a little bit sad. Because you know why? Because Jesus was telling them to live life a little bit differently. Is it hard to do things differently? Like maybe when your mom and dad say we should be listening?
Oh, you know
or like not eating cookies?
I'm a Sadducee.
You have a Sadducee story? Oh, that is sad, isn't it?
Yeah, because I have two more dogs.
Yeah, two more dogs. Okay, so sometimes We need to make sure we're listening for Jesus, right? Because he's calling us to a new life. Will you guys pray with me? Hey, will you guys do a repeat prayer after me? Ready? Dear God, please help us live a new life with you, even if we can be sad, because we know you are with us. All right, thanks for coming up, guys. You can go back to your seat. I bet you were really 7 years old. You cried, yes. That's a good reaction. Good morning, and grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So this morning in the text, the Sadducees are asking Jesus about the resurrection and about heaven. And it can be fun to think about what heaven is like. I grew up 2 hours south of Minneapolis, and I'm a huge Minnesota Vikings fan, a team that's known for getting to the big game or getting close and then losing. So I know in my idea of heaven, maybe the Vikings actually win a Super Bowl. That is heaven for me. Or maybe are we like the Christian band Mercy Me, where they have a song and it also became a movie. It's called I Can Only Imagine, where we can't even fathom what heaven is like, but we can only imagine. Or as in my former congregation, a congregation member asked our pastor, Pastor, what is heaven like? Is it one long church service where we sing and pray and you preach all the time? Because if that's the case, I may want the alternative. Or is heaven, do we think of heaven and do we get excited about thinking having our dog there? But that may not be so great for cat lovers. So this morning we're talking about Sadducees. And as I asked the kids, what is a Sadducee? It's not a word we hear very often, and I think maybe we as adults might struggle to explain what a Sadducee is too. But a Sadducee is a follower of the written Torah, which may lead to another question. What is the Torah? The Torah is also called the Book of Moses. It's the first 5 chapters in the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It can also be called the Law, but it was so much more for the Sadducees and the followers of the Torah, because it includes creation, Moses and the Exodus, God leading them to the Promised Land. It is where they find their identity, and it tells them who God is and their connection to God. God is the God of their ancestor, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Another question that may come up this morning is, why is marriage so important to the Sadducees? Because if you think about all the questions you could ask Jesus, you're probably not, I guess a question for me probably would not be, who is this woman going to be married to? I would ask so many other questions. So why is marriage so important to them? This is not a modern story where it's about love or romance. There's no love at first sight or I fell in love with them. They had no 401k plan or a pension plan. Your children were your retirement. Marriage was how you and your family name survived. Marriage was about procreation, to carry on to the next generation. If you caught it this morning, the Sadducees, it says, some of the Sadducees asked Jesus a question, but before that it says they did not believe in the resurrection. So why are they asking Jesus a question if they didn't believe in it? There's tons of things that could have changed the Sadducees' mind about Jesus. They hear the story of Jesus healing a man with an unclean spirit. He cleanses a leper. He heals a paralytic. He calms a storm. Feeds over 5,000 people. There's tons of parables and stories about Jesus blessing the marginalized in the community. When getting ready for this sermon, I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about what pastors dream about? Has anyone? No? Well, before this sermon, I can honestly say it's not something I thought about. Not about pastors' goals or aspirations, but their nighttime dreams. Since being in seminary and preparing for this sermon, my dreams have gotten a little bit weirder, a little bit more biblical, and a little bit more sermon-y. You see, I've been dreaming about this text for about 2 weeks now. And one phrase that stuck out over and over is you and me and Sadducees make three. It may sound a little hokey at first, but I kept thinking about this phrase, you and me and Sadducees make three. And it got me wondering, what do I have in common with the Sadducees? They were alive thousands of years ago, and they followed only a small portion of the Bible. And a portion of the Bible, if I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not always a big fan of. Leviticus, Numbers, not too exciting. So they follow this small portion. So what do I have in common with them? Yet, are we like the Sadducees? Do I pray for something and wonder if God will be able to actually do it? Maybe I pray for help with a job search. But do I really believe that God can help me with that job search? As you may have noticed this morning, Shelley's video, she talked about faith. And you probably didn't see, but I was scratching down notes frantically because it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. I'm going to be talking about faith, but here she was already at the beginning of our service talking about it. Faith to me doesn't mean we have it all figured out or that we have no doubts. Like Shelley said, we fight our faith. We want it figured out. It makes me think of all the subjects I enjoyed learning about in seminary. The ones I struggle with are not the ones I've enjoyed. I'm in biblical Hebrew right now, and I can tell you, it's a foreign language, and it's not fun for me to learn. I struggle every day. I don't know what we're talking about over half the time, and it can be hard. Our faith can be like that too. Think about words we take for granted that we just say, the Holy Trinity, the great three in one, how God can be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, these three distinct parts, yet it's one God. That can be hard. Or the resurrection of Jesus. I haven't heard too many people being raised from the dead recently. Or in our Bible study, we talk about how Jesus is fully man and fully human, or fully God, excuse me. And in our Bible study, we look at sections of the gospel and we want to say, there's Jesus the man, there's Jesus as God, but it's Jesus is fully man and fully God. It can be hard to comprehend these things. So what is faith? Faith is not having all the answers. I think about in our Bible study, in confirmation or other church activities, we have a lot of wonderings and we struggle with our faith. Faith to me is not having all the answers or facts. It is believing in something that you can't always prove. Faith welcomes questions, doubts, or concerns. A better place, though, to look than just me coming up with an answer is to look in the Bible and see what the Bible says about faith. In Hebrews 11:1, we read, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Or in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we read, "For we live by faith, not by sight." Faith is taking a leap and not knowing where you're going to land. I think about Peter, one of the disciples on the boat. They're all on this boat, and all of a sudden they see a ghost walking on water. Rightfully, they're terrified. But then they hear a voice say, "Take courage, it is I." And it's Jesus talking to them. Peter replies, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come on the water." And Jesus replies, "Come." And Peter does. He takes a few steps on the water before having doubts and sinking. The word for Peter I learned from Pastor Kate in Greek is Petra, which means rock. Jesus does not cast Peter aside because of this. Peter, which means rock, he literally sunk in that moment on the water. Yet Jesus says that he, Peter, will be the rock which he, Jesus, will build the church on. Jesus still uses us, even with our doubts, maybe our blunders or our stumbles or our sinking. So I conclude with a question I had after my dreams. Are we like the Sadducees? In some ways, yes. But where do we put our trust for survival? In earthly ways, like the Sadducees did, or in Christ?